I could search for all eternity, love. feeling, amen. And I feel like some of us here need healing. He's wanting to heal you. If there's anyone here, if you can raise your hand. Brothers and sisters around you can pray for you.
Everything that we need. Father God, there are people suffering right here in this room, and we ask that you would touch them this morning, right now. We pray for their healing, God. And Father God, we also pray that you would show each one our way, each individually as well as a community. Oh Father God, touch every single person this morning. Oh Father God, show us the way that you would have us go. Thank you, Lord.
In Luke chapter 15, there's a story about a man, a rich man, who has two kids. Now, tradition was that when he died, his money would get split between those two boys, his possessions as well. But the younger son didn't want to wait for that, and so he said, Dad, give me the money that is due me when you would die right now. And do any of you guys know what he did with that money?
What did he do?
Perfect. He wasted it. He probably bought the fastest donkey you could buy. He probably threw big parties. But before he knew it, his money was gone. And he became so poor that he started having to look for a job. Do you know what his job was? And then he remembered how it was back in his father's house. He remembered that even the servants had plenty of food. And he thought how he should just go home and he should apologize to his dad and see if he can become one of those
servants.
So as he's heading home, his dad, who must have been watching for him, because the Bible says saw him when he was still a long ways away.
So he
Now I have to admit, if I put myself into this position, I'd probably start going, oh, I can't wait to talk to him about how he took my money. How he just was gone so long he didn't call me back. He didn't let us know if he was even alive. And he has nothing left to show for all that money he took. But that's not what this dad does, is it?
What's
he celebrates. And does he just go,
Hey, son, glad you're home.
お前帰っててよかったよっていうふうに言った違うね。
No, it says you ran into Greenwood. I'm so glad you're home.
帰ってきてありがとう。よかったよかったって言って、抱き帰ってくれたんだ。
And he called to the servant and said, go get that fatted calf. We're going to have a party.
こうやった牛、こういう人でやって、みんなでそれを食べてパーティーしようって言ってくれた。
And everybody likes parties, right?
みんなパーティー好きだよね。
Yeah, we're going to have a party.
Hey, パーティーやろう。やろうぜ。
So if we think about it, that night was shown a ridiculous amount of mercy.
もう本当にこの弟の方は神様のあれにいっぱい、もっと受けた、お父さんの方はあれにいっぱい受けたのね。
Now sometimes you get mercy and grace confused.
私たちはですね、憐れみと恵みっていうのことを少し間違って誤解して考えた時あるんですけど、
mercy is not getting what you deserve.
それはですね、私たちが値しないことを神様が与えないことが憐れみなのね。
Like in my mind, that night, at least deserved a good lecture.
ね、その人でね、ああ、私は少なくとも説教されるべきだったと思うかもしれないけども、
instead, his father showed great love and mercy. お父さんは
説教するんじゃなくて、本当に憐れみを持って私を受け止めてくださった、この息子を受け止めてくださったのね。
And then grace, just as
we get
to grace, getting stuff that we don't deserve.
私たちが本当に与えられないものをそのまま受け取るのが恵みなんだけど。
So really, that party wasn't deserved, but the father said, "I will show you my grace and mercy because I love you so much." 神
様の恵みだ。そしてそれは本当にお父さんがもう子供を愛しているかということを示してくださったのね。
So our verse today is
今日の言葉は。憐れみについてのね、
so、let's read it.
ちょっと見てみるね。どう？
Do you read English?
違った違った。
Yeah, let's do Japanese version. Oh, that's not ours though.
To begin, to begin, go up, go up, 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 up. その前、その前。
Okay. There it is. All right.
はい、行きました。
If you read English, let's read this. This is Matthew chapter 5, verse 7.
マタイ福音書5章7節。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
日本語読みをせーの。憐れみ深い人々は幸いである。その人たちは憐れみを受ける。
So, here's a good question. Very important question.
重要な質問をします。答えられるかな？
Listen carefully.
よく聞いて。
When you get in trouble,
みんな問題を起こしたときに、
When you've done something wrong,
悪いことをしたときに、
Do you want what's supposed to come to you, the punishment that's coming?
そのときに罰を受けたい？はい、罰受けたい人、あ、受けたい、ユナイト受けたい、ユナイトから罰受けたい、他に罰受けたい人いる？
No, we don't. We
are ね、僕らね、罰受けたくない。
We are scared. Oh my goodness, what is going to happen to me?
いやだな、何かこれ、何が次起こるか心配だと普通僕ら思って。
I broke that lamp and lied about it.
ね、あのランプを壊しちゃった。ああ、やだな、そして嘘ついちゃった、ごまかしちゃった。
And we tend to think about that punishment and start getting scared.
もうなんか罰せないのが嫌で、なんか怖くて怖くてたまんない、そういう思いがあるよね。
And that's just the sin that's against our mom and dad.
でもそれはね、私たちがお父さんお母さんに対する罪なんだけども。
But think about our sin against the God.
でもどうだろう、
本当
に神様、聖なる神様が私に対して私たちが犯した罪のことをどう考えるね。
Think way back to the beginning, the Garden of Eden.
もうエデンの園から始まってるなんだけど。
What did Adam and Eve get in trouble for?
アダムとエヴがどんな問題を起こしたの？覚えてる？知ってる？
Just say it out loud.
何？そう。
They ate the fruit.
食べちゃったのね。食べちゃった。食べていけないものを食べちゃったの。
And because of that, they were condemned and cast out of the garden and could never go back to the garden again.
このために彼らはエデンの園から追い出してここに戻ることはできなかったのね。
And so if you look at God and how he views sin as such a horrible wrong act, then we can see that he has such great mercy because he sent Jesus to take punishment for us.
神様は私たちを愛してくださって、私たちの罪のためにイエス様をこの世に送ってくださった。
Jesus who knew no sin,
イエス様
は本当に罪を犯した
ことないんだけれども、そういうイエス様が清い方が
he took our punishment for us.
私たちが受ける罰を受けてくださった。これが
最大です。And he prevented us in that taking our punishment, it prevents us from having to go to hell.
私たちが罰を受ける代わりに受けてくださったのね。
And then we get to go to heaven.
その代わりに私たちは天の国に入ることは許されると書いてある。
If we choose to follow God,
私たちがイエス様に従って
God, which is awesome.
神様との関係を受けるのも素晴らしいんだけど、もうそれだけだと私は天の国に入ることができるという約束です。
So, we're kind of like that prodigal son who has shown so much mercy.
私たちもそうね、この放蕩息子の弟のように、本当に神様の憐れみを受けた一人一人。
でこれに書いてあるのは憐
れみ深いものは幸いであるその人は慰めを受けると書いてあるね。
憐れみを受ける A lot of people tend to think, well, kids haven't really done that much wrong, so their sin isn't that great before God.
ね、ある人ね、もう私子供たちまだ悪い生きてないから、そんな悪いことしてない、だから天国に行けると思うかもしれないけど、違うよ。
But remember how eating that piece of fruit was so
awful to God. あんなちっぽけな、ね、木の実を食べることは神様の前で良くなかったんだから。
We're told in Romans that we all have sinned. We've all fallen short of God's standard.
ローマ人には書いてあるけど、みんな私たちは罪を犯していて、神様の御国を受ける価値がないと書かれている。
And yet Jesus stands up in heaven and says, "But God, I took their punishment. They are my children. God says, 'You're right. Let's restore
the relationship.'"
And so, because we've been given such great mercy, we need to be merciful.
そのように私たちが憐れみを受けてるんだから、私たちも周りの人に憐れみ深く。
A lot of times, the hardest person that mercy to give to is the hard people is our people.
Our family, our brothers,
start showing mercy in your
family.
And then take that mercy with you wherever you go. And you get to show people how great our God is. And as you show mercy, God will continue to give His mercy.
そしてみんなが憐れみを他の人に渡すときに、神様はもっともっと私たち一人一人に憐れみを与えてくださる。
よろしく
ね。やりましょう。
Heavenly Father, can't thank you enough for your great mercy.
あなたの素晴らしい憐れみを本当に
Lord, even though we have committed such crazy, awful sins before you, your mercy.
本当に大きな罪を犯してきましたけれども、いつも私たちにあなたが憐れみを。
That you have provided a way to restore that relationship with you.
いつもあなたと関係を回復する道を備えてきてくださいます。
You have provided a way for us to not to have to go to hell where our sins condemn us to.
そして私たちの本当に罪を責めなどなくて、新しい道を用意してくださいます。
So Lord, as you help us remember daily the mercy that you show us.
毎日覚えることができますように助けてください。
Help these children as young as they are to truly understand the mercy that is in your life.
あなたの憐れみをしっかり理解することができるように助けてください。
And I ask that you will help them to be merciful.
お一人一人にあなたの憐れみを満たしてください。
I ask that people will see them and wonder why are they different.
素晴らしさを見ることができるように一人一人を用いてください。
Because of what?The people here in this area seeing our children, you will open up doors for us to tell them.
私たちの近所の中にいる先で本当に子供たちを通してあなたの素晴らしさが見えることです。
Lord, help us remember this week to be merciful.
覚えさせてください。この
憐れみを持つ者として。Great mercy.
それをあなたが私たちに最初に憐れんでくださったからです。
We love you, Lord.
神様、あなたを愛します。感謝します。アーメン。そうです。先週までですね、バーバラさんがヘブル人の手紙から語ってくださったことがあります。
Last week, I shared from Hebrew verse.
皆さん、どんなテーマだったか覚えてますか？
Do you remember what the message was about?
2週間にわたってですけど、祭壇に神様の御座に出るという話をしてくださいました。
The message was about let's confidently go before the throne of grace.
でヘブル人の手紙はですね、本当に神様が私たちに知るべき知識とまた具体的に知るべきことを教えてくれています。
The book of Hebrews is kind of a special book. It intertwines two different messages. One is the things that we need to know, and the second one is, you guys remember? What we need to know and what we need to do. Maybe nobody did anything last week. I don't know.
話してくださいました。で私たちは 神様との関係を回復されたわけですけれども
Our relationship with God has been restored.
そして私たちは自由にされたわけですけれども
And we are now free in Christ.
でも毎日の生活は変わらずにある意味では大変でもあるわけです
But our life every day is difficult and sometimes change is we don't see much change.
先週全く何も大変じゃなかった人いますか？全然大変だった。全て順調。全て順調でしたか？パーフェクト。もう。それでも、それでハリグッドマン。いや、maybe you have difficult one this week。ね、でも本当に私たちはですね、必ず日々大変なところを通ります。
But in any case, they're always.Are difficult days. Eventually, there are difficult days.
さまざまな誘惑がありますし、
there are temptations that we need to face.
そしたら経済的、肉体的な必要もあったりします。
Maybe there's financial pressures that you have.
また肉体的な困難もあるかもしれません。
Or physical problems that you're facing.
また周りからさまざまなことを言われるかもしれません。
Or maybe it's more with relationships that you're.Different people are kind of saying different things to you.
私たちは神様との関係を回復されて自由になっても解放されても日々戦いがあるわけです。
Although every single one of us has been set free in Christ, still we face different temptations and challenges in our everyday life.
先週一つの御言葉を私の心に迫ってきました。
There was one verse that I was reading last week that really, God really touched my heart with. This is in the book of Hebrews again, and it's in chapter 12.
日本語ではこのようになります。あなた方はまだ罪と戦って血を流すまでに抵抗したことはありません。
So let's read together in English. Hebrews 12:4. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
戦っているつもりなんですけど、本当に血を流すまで戦っているかというのが私に迫ってきた御言葉でした。
I really believe that I'm fighting the good fight of faith. However, when I read this verse, I realized I haven't been fighting this fight to the point where I'm shedding my blood.
なぜならいつも順調がいい、すべてうまくいくように戦わないようにって考えているわけですね。
Actually, I'm always thinking.What can I do so I don't have to have conflict? What can I do so I don't have to have any kind of fighting? Not fighting in a human sense, but in a spiritual sense.
この御言葉を通して私は三つのことを考えました。
When I read this verse, I really thought about three things.
一つはですね、損ということです。
One is a loss. Is that what you mean?
自分はですね、あまりこうできるだけ損をしたくないと思ってるんですね。
So probably everybody thinks I don't want to live with loss. I don't want to suffer any kind of loss.
もしくはサクリファイス、犠牲を払いたくない。
And certainly you think you don't want to be a sacrifice.
またもしくは状況がなんかディスアドバンテージ、不利益になるようなことをしたくない。
Or another thing that I don't want to.Be in a situation where I'm at some kind of disadvantage.
もうすぐにですね、これが損か得か私たちは考えてしまうことがあります。
We always think when something happens. Now, is this to my advantage or is it to my disadvantage?
もう一つはですね、不可能だとか面倒だということです。
Another thing that we also think about is whether something's impossible or If something's a nuisance, if it's a pain in the neck,
もうそれ難しい、もう具体的じゃない、ちょっと疲れるって思ったりします。
Do you ever kind of, you're thinking about something and you think, oh no, if I do that, I'm going to be really tired or it's going to be really difficult.
不可能なこと、面倒なこと、気がつかないうちに避けてしまっています。
So sometimes maybe we want to take the easier way. So when we see something difficult or when we see something that's Oh, it looks so hard, almost impossible. We kind of avoid those things.
もう一つはですね、誤解されたくない。
And another thing is we don't want to be misunderstood.
ねえ、何かこれしたら誤解されたり、他の人に悪く思われちゃうんじゃないか。
maybe we think, oh, if I do this, then people are going to misunderstand. Or if I do this, then people are going to think badly of me.
ですから、これをしたらそうなのか?
So we think, oh, if I do this, is it going to put me at some kind of disadvantage?
これはもう不可能で難しいことなのか?
Or if I do this, is it going to be really hard? And is it going to be kind of really close to impossible?
もしこれをしたら他の人に誤解されてしまって、良くないことは葛藤が起こるんじゃないかとか思
ったり。 Or if I do this, is it going to be misunderstood? Or even will people get upset with me?
それは私だけの思いでしょう。皆さんはどうでしょうか?
Well, I think like that often when I'm making decisions. How about you guys?
でもですね、多分親は分かると思うんですけども。あ、いいですね。親は、特に親になると分かるんですけども。
This is something maybe parents understand.
子供たちは分からないかもしれない。
Maybe the kids, it's harder for them to understand.
親はですね、子供のために損をします。
Parents?Sacrifice for their children.
親は子供たちに不可能だとか面倒なことでもするんです。
If it's for their kids, parents are willing to do something that's even things that are difficult or a pain in their neck. If it's for their kids, they're willing to do it.
親はですね、他の人にどう思われてもそれが子供のためだったらするんですよ。
Or if it's for their kids.They don't care what other people are going to think about them. They're willing to do it.
親たち、アーメンですか?
Amen?
Amen. 子供たち、よく聞いて覚えててね。
Kids, remember, your parents love you that much that they are willing to do these kind of things for you.
このように、天のお父様は私たちのためにイエス様を送ってくださったんです。
And our Father God in heaven looks at us in the same way. And because...He loves us so much as a father. He was willing to sacrifice his son Jesus for us.
はい。私たちはですね、先週まで神様の前に大胆に出ようって言って、大胆に言って、素晴らしい神様からの憐れみと恵みを受けました。
In the past two weeks, we've been talking about going confidently to the throne of grace and receiving mercy and grace. And I hope that you all have experienced that.In the last few weeks.
そして私たちは喜んで感謝して神様の素晴らしさを体験しますね。
And when we do that, we experience how amazing our God really is.
神様の癒しを体験します。
We receive and experience the healing of God.
でもですね、そこで私たちは終わっていませんか?
But does your life of faith finish there?
私たちはイエス様の十字架を何かバーゲンのように、セールのように取り扱ってないでしょうか?
Well, when we think about the cross of Christ, are we kind of bargaining with God?
もうただで救いが生まれた。あ、これで、ただの救い、ただの癒し、感謝って終わってないでしょうか?
So, of course, our salvation is a free gift from God, and do we just receive that free gift, and then that's it?
私たちはこの神様の愛と憐れみのために何か犠牲を払っていますか何か損をしていますかどうでしょうか
But should we make a sacrifice in our own lives because of the grace that we've received?
ただ恵みを受けてそこで終わってはいませんか
Or we can just receive God's grace and then that's it. Everything, nothing else matters after that.
もう、もうただでもらって、もう恵み、感謝、感謝、もう、で受けるだけで、私たちは終わっているんじゃないでしょうか。
Is it our place just to receive and receive and receive the grace of God?
今日は、使徒言行録からいくつか読みたいと思うんですけども。
I want to look at a few passages in the book of Acts with you.
はい。初代のエサレで教会が立ち上がっていくときに何人かの方が亡くなりました。
In the early church, when the apostles and the early disciples were sharing the gospel, quite a few of them were martyred. They were killed for their faith.
最初に夫婦で亡くなった人の話をすると思うんですけど。
So first, I want to think about a married couple who actually died.
初代の教会がエルサレムの教会が立ち上がった時にですね、彼らがしたことはですね。
When the Early church was first forming.
一つは御言葉を学ぶことだったり。
So they together they learned the word of God.
共に 食事をすることだったり
together they, shared meals together.
一つはですね、もう一つは自分の財産を共有することでした。
And also, many of them, brought their possessions and, their finances and they, they shared those things in the community.
バルナバって人はもう全財産を売ってそれをみんなに分けたというんです。
We read about Barnabas who sold what he had and he just, split his finances among the community.
ですから貧しい人も生きていけるような共同体が作り上げていました。
So because of that, even people who were really, really poor were able to, be a part and live in this community.
でもですね、バルナバ、誰かがバルナバに財産を差し出さない。誰も言いません。
But no one commanded Barnabas to give all that he had.
神様からの恵みを受けた時の自然の応答がその財産を捧げることだったんです。
Rather, that was his response. He received the amazing grace of God, and in response, he gave all his finances to the community of faith.
彼はそれを損だとは思わなかったんです。
In no way at all did he regard that as a loss.
最初に亡くなったのはアナニアとサフィラという夫妻のことですけれども。
So the, first people who, died were actually a couple.
彼らは自分の財産を売ったんですけども、ごまかしてしまうんですね。
And, they sold all the things that they had, but it's what they did afterwards.
そして神様を欺いてその場で死んでしまうということがあります。
They tried to, lie to the church and to God and they were killed.
五章の一節から見てみますね。
Let's look at, verse 5.
ところがアナニアという男は妻のサフィラと相談して土地を売り妻の承知の上で代金をごまかしその一部を持ってきて人たちの足元に置いた。するとペトロは言った。アナニア、なぜならあなたはサタンに心を奪われ、聖霊を欺いてその土地の代金をごまかしたのか、売らないでおけばあなたのものだった。また売ってもその代金を自分の思い通りになったのではないか。どうしてこんなことをする気になったのか。あなたは人間を欺いたのではなく、神を欺いたのだ。この言葉を聞くとアナニアは倒れて息が絶えた。そのことを民主した人々はみんな非常に恐れた。
Let's read in English together from verse 1 to verse 5. But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge he kept back for himself some of the proceeds and brought only a part of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not at your disposal? Why is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God. When Ananias heard these words, he fell down and breathed his last. And great fear came upon all who heard it.
アナニアとサフィアは自分の財産を手元に置いておくことができたんです。
Ananias and Sapphira actually sold all that they had.
They could keep it. They could keep. 手元に置いたままでもよかったんです。
They didn't have to sell. No one commanded them to sell what they had.
そして、その全部じゃなくて一部だけ持ってきてもよかったんです。
And at the same time, they could have just brought part of on what they had.
でも彼らはそれを売って、そしてそのうちの一部だけを持ってきてしまいました。
But they sold everything and they brought just a part.
なんで彼らがそのようにしたか、皆さんはどう思いますか
？So did you ever think why did they do something like that?
でもですね、私はよくわかる気がします。私だけですか
But if I think about it, I really understand them. Is it only me who can really, empathize with what they did?
こう、すべてを差し出さなくて、やっぱり自分の手元にいろんなものを残しておきたいというのが、あると思うんです。
It's hard to give everything. We hold on. We just want to hold on to some of it.
でも、アナニアたちはそれは神様を欺いていることを気がつかなかったんですね。
But Ananias and Sapphira didn't realize